You're tuned to a special broadcast of the New Hanover County Commissioners Candidate Forum. We're joined by the four candidates vying for two open seats and a live studio audience. WWAY's Chris Brown is with me, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, and it's now time to turn to the audience portion of this forum. And as Cleve Callison, our station manager, has explained, there are explicit rules. Cleve, do you have the first question with you? First questioner. All right, please step up to the mic, state your name, and ask your question.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for having this forum this evening. My name is Karen Dunn, and this is a very broad question. How would you improve New Hanover County in terms of health, economy, and the environment?
And we'll begin with Skip Watkins.
Wow. It's pretty broad. Well, the current county commission actually already recognized that a couple of communities, Marquee Hills, and I can't remember the other one right now, needed water and sewer because they were having health issues and failures because of septic systems. I think from a social perspective that our number one problem in our county is crime. We've got one of the highest crime rates of any city slash county because we are, as Mr. Zappel referred to, we're the second smallest geographic county in the state. And many of us are city residents. I am. Our home, we are victims of home invasion or break-in, whatever you want to call it. We know what it feels like to come home and see your back door kicked in. So I think to answer the question, it's a social issue, but it's also, it's not just enforcement. We can't just arrest everybody. We've got to have some intervention. We've got to have some prevention. So you will see me on that arena support not only enforcement, but the prevention and the intervention side. As far as any other aspect of it, I'm a beach boy at heart. I mean, I'm a beach bum at heart. So I look forward to supporting the beach communities, maintaining the inlets being dredged, in Sanita Beaches because they provide almost 50% of our room occupancy tax, and it's for the sand. So let's reduce crime and let's increase sand.
Thank you. Rob Zappel, same question.
It goes back to, I think, some of the issues I was making before. Karen, thank you so much for your question. It's really about education and the protection of our natural resources and investing in our infrastructure. All of those will go to your health, economy, and your environment. But I'd like to start first with your protecting the natural resources. As Skip just mentioned, the beach renourishment and the dredging of our inlets, the Carolina Beach Inlet and the Mason's Inlet, and making sure that those are well maintained. Keep in mind that in 2012, our tourism industry here in New Hanover County created $460 million. And that's just the numbers that came into our economy, and the multiplier effect expands out into every small business and every person in New Hanover County to benefit it. But also keeping a clear and protective eye to our rivers, our marshes, our beautiful pine forests that are all here, that all create our quality of life, which I think is essentially what you're talking about, as well as our investing into our infrastructure so that our road systems, our communication systems are kept at a high quality, which leads right back into education. It all starts with the youngest among us and carries through like that pipeline I talked about that goes all the way up to the university system and creating an educated population that brings the kind of business here to New Hanover County that we want to have here, that respect our unique coastal environment and create that wonderful quality of life that I know you're after.
Thank you. Derek Hickey, same question.
All right, so you asked about health, the economy, and the environment. In one question. Okay, well, here we go. So, health. You know, I'd start out by supporting the collaboration between the health department and DSS. What the county found when they looked at the health department and the DSS was that there was duplication of services, and yet they were missing clients. So, as an example, every person who's on Medicaid or receives food stamps is eligible for WIC, and yet 4,000 people who fit that bill did not receive those services. So a functional collaboration using lean processes will actually reach more people with less dollars. Secondly, the economy. Quickly, we need to invest in education. We need to implement the recommendations of the Garner report, and we need to support beach renourishment and inlet dredging. And lastly, the environment. You know, we all moved to New Hanover County because of the beautiful environment. The biggest detriment currently to our environment is the coal ash pond at the Sutton plant. And to that regard, I would support legislation to move all of that coal ash into lined landfills, which is really the only way to dispose of it safely. And I answered all of that with 15 seconds left.
Patricia Spear, same question.
Well, I feel like, the question was how to improve the county's health, economic, and environmental areas. So, first of all, what I'd like to say, economic. Well, we need to fix our economic development. We've got the film studios going away. We're trying to create jobs. We've got people that are going to be losing 4,000 jobs just because the film industry is going to be leaving. And that also includes the businesses, the hotels. We got room occupancy taxes that are going to be paid for the restoration of the inlets and the sand dredging and putting the sand on the beaches and all that. So that's also, we're going to have, our economy is going to decline if the movie studios leave. But we also have to understand that our quality of life is very, very important to us. Our quality of life, having good clean air, good clean water, a good clean beaches, some place that we had $460 million in 2011, $460 million people in 2011 that came into New Hanover County, and they didn't just come for the beaches, they came for the area. They came for the, for they came for the area for the landfill, not the land, excuse me, the film industries. But I also know the health, we need DSS, and we need DSS to work. And we need DSS to work with Medicaid. And we need Medicaid dollars, and we need a DSS dollars, and we gotta tell Raleigh we do need that. And we not to cut it anymore.
Thank you. Sir, please state your name and then ask your question.
Thank you. My name is Paul Aller, and my question is rather simple. Do you recommend that we vote for the school bond issue that'll be up this November?
And Rob Zappel will begin.
Thank you, Paul. I support the school bond issue for the $160 million that's going to be on the ballot this fall. Providing a quality education in a safe and healthy environment for our children and our adults, it's not an option. It's a responsibility. Superintendent Markley put it, I think, best to me in a presentation he did. He talked about the 84 mobile units that have been put into our county schools here. And he said that he has mobile units that are now older than the teachers who are, some of the teachers who are actually teaching in it. That's an incredible statement for him to make. And in the forum I was at where he said that, it brought laughter. I was stunned. Mobile units were never meant to replace classrooms. They are more expensive, they're more expensive to maintain, and they do create security and health risks to our children, and again, to the adults that go back and are participating in our public education system. So they need to be replaced. Those schools that are on the school bond issue that need to be taken down, College Park and Blair Elementary, they come from an old series of old style of schools. They have security issues that force the children to go outside in between classes. And again, the mobile units require children to go outside to go to the bathroom. We need to fix these kind of basic things. Yes, I support the school bond.
Thank you. Derek Hickey, same question.
Yes, you know, I've devoted the last 4 years of my spare time to being a member of the New Hanover County Board of Education. And I did that because I believe that education is one of the most important things that we can provide our children. I ask everyone in the audience, do they support the school bond? Well, I know the answer is yes, because we all know that it's our responsibility to educate our children, and we all know that county government is responsible for our public school system. I've seen how deferred maintenance of our school systems actually increase costs. In addition, as mentioned in the Gardner report, our public school system is an economic driver to our economy. Businesses evaluate the quality of our schools before deciding whether or not to come to our community. So, You know, I think everyone in this community understands the importance of excellent public schools. The question is how to pay for them. Now, going back to our previous question, the question, and I think it's a little bit unfair that no one has actually gone through the numbers with people in the community. Because certainly the numbers presented to me by Mr. Schell, 1.5 cents on the tax rate in the most negative of economic circumstances, is something that I think everyone in the community would support. And I think the commissioners should show the numbers to the community so we all can make our own decision based on fact.
Thank you. Patricia Spear, same question.
Well, I am for the school bond. I remember coming into Wilmington here with my children, and we also had to pay taxes to be able to go ahead and have our kids be placed in a school system. But one of the things when we came in, we also, my husband's a nurse, we came and we were looking where was the best school system where we were going to live. And Derek's right. Companies do come in, and they come in and they say, look, they want their children to have the best of schools. Well, you all know what we're ranked in North Carolina, and it's a shame. So in order to get our county to get ranked even better than North Carolina, we need the infrastructure to be placed. We need the schools fixed. We need schools built because of these school kids that are coming in. And we also need a lot of diversity in the school systems, which I don't see. We used to have shop. We used to have, carpentry and home ec and all that stuff. Not everybody is destined to go to college. If we can get our industry and our school system to be able to say, hey, look, let's place some of these things in there, guess what? Those services can actually increase the economic development, because guess what? Those kids can come out of school with a skill set. And so I am for it. I believe in it. And it is up to the people to vote. It's up to the people to vote to decide whether they want to increase their taxes or not. And it's up to us as county commissioners for the infrastructure.
Thank you. Skip Watkins.
Let me say it's nice to be the last one to answer a question, because we have a chance to think about it when you first run it. Valerie and I volunteered in our schools. I was car daddy at Winter Park Elementary. When you drop your kids off in the morning, I'd open the door for them, and I was there in the afternoon. We did stuff at the middle school. I announced the softball games for Hogger when our daughter played. So, you know, I helped our sons, you know, middle school baseball. So we've been there. We love it. Nobody's going to argue. No one in this room or this county is going to argue with quality education, because quality education helps prevent crime, helps build a better workforce. But we also have to think about the previous commissions and previous school boards many, many, many years back have kicked the can down the road and have deferred maintenance and things that we needed to do. But the problem is not, the question is that you asked Paul, I'm not going to answer your question. I'm going to answer a different way. There's 155,000 people, and I hope every one of them come and votes. I'm one of 155,000 potential voters that will vote for or against a school bond. But I will be one of five county commissioners that will determine how to implement the tax increase should that pass. So that's the biggest question. So do you want, and I do agree with Dr. Hickey that the numbers should be presented properly, and even if there is a disparity, then let both sides be presented. Thank you.
Thank you. You're tuned to a special broadcast of the New Hanover County Commissioners Candidates Forum here on HQR News 91.3 FM. We're also streaming live on WWAYTV3.com. All four candidates are with us tonight, as well as a live studio audience, Chris Brown from WWAY, and I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. We're now going to take a two-minute break. We'll reconvene promptly at 8:20, starting now.